This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And if you haven't started your composting yet, maybe now is the time to do it, getting rid of all that excess in your yard and putting it to good use. I'm joined by Jenny Dillon, garden editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Jenny, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great, thank you. Bit chilly, but it's still the sun's shining. That's the main thing.
Yes, and I guess if now's the time of year to start composting, is the chillier weather the cooler weather because of it? Well, the reason?
No, any time. You can start a compost bin any time. The thing is that autumn is considered the best time to start a compost heap because there's just so much extra material around. You know, this time of the year, things have stopped growing or slowing down and you're chopping down branches off trees, you're trimming your hedges and your bushes and you're mowing your lawns. You're just generally tidying up before winter hits. And so you've just got to... a wonderful pile of materials with which to start it off.
Yeah, of course, because, I guess there's so much nutrients in the stuff that's left over from your plants, isn't there?
There's nutrients in everything. I mean, what you might consider a few dead twigs is actually food for your garden next spring.
Right. So how do we go about composting?
Well, there's three main things that are involved in composting. And I think what you've got to remember is that it's like a constant experiment. You know, no compost has ever looks the same, and sometimes the nutrient factor in the end is different. But you look at it, you know, every week or so or every 2 weeks, and you see that there's things there that you have to look at and adjust. Now, the main thing is your content. And for this, you need what they call green materials. And your brown materials are your carbon. And your green materials are your nitrogen. And these break down sort of together, and they form all this, over 3 to 6 months, all this rich, rich thing that they call black gold for the garden. So now what you have to do is that you've got to make sure you have, say, about 30 parts of brown material, which are your things like branches, dry stems, twigs, autumn leaves, sawdust, cardboard, paper products, but not glossy magazines. We don't want Better Homes and Gardens eating up in the compost tank.
No, those ones you've got to put on the shelf and treasure.
Absolutely. And so you've got to have about 30 parts of brown material for each part of green material by weight. Now, your green material are your things like your lawn clippings, weeds even, but not their flowers or their seed heads, green leaves, overripe fruit and vegetables, wilted flowers, dead houseplants, I'm sure that happens to everyone, and your kitchen waste. You know, just imagine all those lettuce leaves, apple cores, all those things that's in potato peelings, pumpkin peelings, all those things that accumulate in your kitchen can go straight in as green waste. Hmm. And start off by starting with your brown material and then throwing on your green material and just sort of layering it. And over the next 3 to 6 months, it'll start to break down and you'll get, as what I call before, black gold.
So how do you know if you've got the balance right?
Well, there's a couple of things that you can do. One is the moisture. Now, the moisture is really, really important. And you can get, this is where it becomes an experiment. And what has to be monitored. And you can tell if it's too wet. If when you pick up a pile of your compost and probably wear gloves and you squeeze it and water comes out, that's way too wet. So this means that moisture is going to be clogging up the air cavities and it'll start to smell and it'll start to go off. Now, if it's too wet, then you just adjust the ingredients, so to speak. You add cardboard, shredded paper, wood chips, sawdust, all the excess, all the brown material that I was talking about, and that will soak up all the excess moisture. Now, if the heap is too dry, the composting will slow down. So you just simply, if you want to, just add water to a sprinkler so that the moisture goes right through the heap, or you can add more green material. So this is the experiment thing, and it gets to be a lot of fun.
So say we've got the black gold ratio just right, what do we do with our compost then?
Oh, well, we haven't got it quite right yet because we've got to make sure that we have air in the heap as well, because that helps all the little microorganisms, you know, filtering through your heap and actually aiding the composting. So you just have to go up there and turn your heap every 2 weeks or once a month with a garden fork, just turn it all over and mix up the ingredients like you'd mix up a cake.
All right, I guess that's why, because I know my parents used to have a compost bin, I guess, that was on a, which you could roll.
A tumbler,
just to get it moving, I guess.
Yeah, that's really, really important. And then what do you do with it afterwards? You just put it on your garden. It's spring food. And it's just all the nutrients that you've had in your garden that have been generated by the sun and the rain and everything else that helps things grow. And you're returning all those nutrients, you know, that have come to the surface by way of trees and flowers and grass and everything. It just gets returned to the soil and it helps things grow again come spring, summer.
And it's free. And then next autumn you do it all again and make more compost to get your next round.
Well, you can keep the compost going all through the year. And, you know, come autumn, if you want to, you can load up all your garden beds with your leftover compost and, as you just said, start all over again. It's something that once you get into it, you kind of get hooked and you know that you've created a great compost when it smells. If it smells sweet, that's the thing. If it starts smelling stinky, then you've just got to adjust the ingredients again.
No worries. So go for that sweet-smelling compost. Jenny, thank you so much for joining me today.
That's quite all right.
That was Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic Hits Breakfast.